College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. How long will it take you to fix my watch?
I'll call you when it's ready, but it shouldn't take longer than a week.
What is the probable relationship between the speakers?
Question 2. I can't find the key to my car. I need to go for a drive.
I'll look for it later. Right now, I want you to help fix this shelf before I paint it.
What will they do first?
Question 3. I really can't stand the way David controls the conversation all the time. If he's going to be at the Christmas party, I just won't come.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but my mother insists that he come.
Why is David being invited to the party? Question 4. John, do you want to go swimming with me today?
Sure, but I can't leave now. I have an appointment with my professor at 3 o'clock.
Why can't John go swimming now? Question 5. I hear there's a good Japanese restaurant nearby. Would you like to go there for lunch?
Yes, but it's my treat this time.
What does the man mean? Question 6. You look upset. Anything wrong?
I failed in the physics exam again, in spite of all the efforts I made.
What do we know about the man from the conversation? Question 7. I wonder what's happened to Jerry. He hasn't been around for at least 2 weeks.
He took a leave to see his mother in Europe.
Why is Jerry away?
Question 8. Hi, Jane. So glad to see you again.
Likewise. I remember the last time we met was 5 months ago at Mike's birthday party. How are you doing?
What do we know about the speakers?
Question 9. Professor Clark said that the midterm exam would cover the first 15 lessons.
Really? I thought it only included the first 12 lessons. Then I must spend the weekend to go over the rest of the lessons.
How many lessons must the man review over the weekend? Question 10. We do need another bookshelf in this room, but the problem is the space for it.
How about moving the old dining table to the kitchen?
What does the man suggest they should do?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Most summer school courses in Britain last for 2 to 4 weeks. During that time, students live either with a British family or at the school or in a hotel. They have about 15 hours of lessons every Monday to Friday, usually in the mornings. Each school has a lot of different courses. Some are for beginners, and others are for intermediate or advanced students. The lessons are fun, the classes are small, and the teachers are all from English-speaking countries. But summer school students don't just speak English in the classroom. They're in Britain. So they speak and read and hear it outside, too. That's why they learn so quickly, and why a summer school course is really a holiday. Only 1/3 of each course is taught in the classroom. The rest takes place during a busy afternoon and evening timetable of visits, sports, and games. These activities help everyone to make new friends, have fun, and improve their English.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What kind of courses do summer schools offer? Question 12. Why do summer schools arrange visits and other activities for the students? Question 13. Why do students in summer schools learn quickly? Passage 2. This library is an English language teaching and learning library. Unfortunately, our resources are limited, and so not everyone can join. Teachers of English, university students, and professionals who are in the medical, engineering, and management fields can all join the library. Those from other professions are welcome to apply, but your application will not necessarily be approved. You must fill in a library application form and put it in the box on the librarian's desk. Because of the high number of applications we receive each week, you must wait 1 week. Please bring your student or work card to pick up your library cards. Library application forms which are not picked up within 2 months will be discarded and you will have to reapply. You may borrow one video at a time. The video must be returned in 1 week. If you cannot return it on time, please call. Otherwise, your video library card will be canceled. You may borrow 3 items at one time. That is, 3 books or 3 cassettes. Items must be returned within 1 month. You can telephone the library to renew items for another month.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Why can't the library issue library cards to everyone who applies? Question 15. What will the library do if a reader fails to renew the video when it is due? Question 16. For how long can a reader keep the book before he renews it? Passage 3. Can you imagine ice that does not melt and is not wet? Have you ever heard of dry ice? Dry ice is made by freezing a gas. It is quite different from ordinary ice, which is simply frozen water. Dry ice was first manufactured in 1925. It has since fulfilled the hopes of its inventor. It can be used for making artificial fog in the movies. When steam is passed over dry ice, a very dense vapor rises. It can also be used for destroying insects in grain supplies. It is more practical than ordinary ice because it takes up less space and is 142 degrees colder. Since it turns into steam instead of melting into water, it is cleaner to use. For these reasons, it is extremely popular, and many people prefer it to ordinary ice. Dry ice is so cold that, if you touch it with your bare fingers, it will burn you.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. What is dry ice made of? Question 18. How is an artificial fog made in the movies? Question 19. What is the advantage of dry ice over ordinary ice? Question 20. When was dry ice first made?